Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
2-0 in the preseason, two extra frames in the preseason, Stars with another win in overtime, this time not in a shootout, but an overtime win, 3-2 against the Minnesota Wild at the AAC. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. Thank you guys so much for listening and supporting Spits and Suds. Excited to talk about this game. Asked you online to give me some feedback. A few of you responded. Absolutely love when you're involved because this is as much your program as it is our program. We're growing this thing together. Also appreciate all the feedback that you guys give us, the tweets. Love seeing you guys tweet David, Robert, Sean, just getting them involved as well. And they're so great about getting back to you guys. So it's a potpourri of Stars and hockey love as we make our way towards the regular season. Speaking of love, going to give some love to our title sponsor, the On Time Experts. Actually, before I did this podcast, I was doing a little shopping. Why am I doing shopping? Because now until September 30th, I went online. The On Time Experts is offering some really, really cool deals. $77 off plumbing repair, $500 off AC installation, $59 for a complete AC furnace tune-up and cleaning. Just to let you know, I paid about $99 a few weeks back. So that is a terrific deal. But those kinds of deals, they expire on September 30th. Even things like a free second opinion. So if you are thinking about getting service done, they'll come out and they'll do a full service on, you know, and give you that second opinion. And that's the kind of things the On-Time Experts do. And listen, Stars fans, they're supporting local hockey and DFW, not just sponsoring here, but they are the official HVAC company of your Dallas Stars. Same day service, long term, you're saving money because they will correctly diagnose your issue because they want you as a long term partner, not to get your money and go. Like I've said, I've seen it myself. I've used them two or three times. Absolutely love their service. You don't have to wait around your house like all day long waiting for them to show up. They're going to give you a 4-hour window And then they're going to close that window even more. Like for me, it was 4 hours. And then they said, no, Gavin, they'll be there Saturday morning within 9 and 10. And then all of a sudden, 8:45, he calls me. He got there early. That's the kind of service you get from the on-time experts. So go do some shopping like I did. Check them out. Go on Google and just put in on-time experts review. Absolutely amazing. Nearly 5 stars for thousands of reviews. TheOnTimeExperts.com. Remember that. TheOnTimeExperts.com. And make sure you tell them that Spitz and Suds sent you. Okay, let's get into the game. We have some stuff to talk about. And you know what? The fans are getting some extra sessions. We had a shootout on Tuesday. Last week. And then we have the overtime game. And now the Stars will spend a couple of times on the road as we kind of make our way through this preseason. And we saw more regulars in action tonight. Shout out to Victory Plus. So the interesting aspect is that sometimes we take things for granted. Because if you remember just a year ago, as the Stars and Victory Plus got rolling, we had kind of like a Brian Ray, Brett Severin, and a guest appearance, kind of a talk show with the game in the background, because Victory Plus didn't have the rights at that time. And so the games would play and you could kind of watch it, but not like this year. We are getting full game broadcast. Yes, no Josh, no Razor, but I got to tell you, Brian and Sevy for the second straight game, even in the prospects tournaments, did a real nice job with the call, the analysis, the in-between periods is good. So let's shout out Victory Plus. I mean, if we're going to knock them during the season for some of the things they did, but let's shout them out and let's not forget how far they've come. Remember, in a lot of markets, preseason games are not on TV. So really, really cool that the Stars and Victory Plus are giving us this coverage and are ramping up towards the regular season. So we saw more regulars on the ice in preseason game number 2. Stars rolled out 2 lines, which actually we could see as their top 2 lines. We had Roope Hintz, first time centering Mikko Rantanen and Jason Robertson. This line looked really, really good. I thought every time they were on the ice, they flowed well, both Robertson and Rantanen with tallies. The second line featured Matt Duchene up the middle with Sagan and Ben on the wings. And if I'm Glenn Gullitson, the Robertson goal and the Sagan OT goal would stand out a bit for me, and here's why. Because on both goals, it's preseason, but the hustle was there. The regular season hustle. On the Robertson goal, he has a mini breakaway, for example. It goes high. Now, you see players sometimes, they lift their head like, I can't believe I missed that. But he didn't. The Wild were going the other way. He turns and chases after the Wild, catches up to them, full stride, actually causes, like, right at the blue line, just a little bit of dysfunction, enough for the Stars to take the puck away. And that's when they turn back into the Wild zone. It was him and Sagan, put pressure on Peterson. It finally goes in. Now, do I think that they should have blew the whistle? I actually do. There were a lot of pokes on that pad. And I think John Himes would have had a bigger problem with it if it was during the regular season, the head coach of the Wild. But that being said, the fact that Robertson's playing until he hears the whistle, the fact that Robertson is hustling after missing that just a little bit of a breakaway. Absolutely love what Jason Robertson was doing. He missed some opportunities tonight, but he had a lot of opportunities. I love the confidence he had. I love that he was on the bench with the tablet, you know, looking with Roope Hintz, looking with Tyler Seguin, looking with Mikko Rantanen. You know, he's a tablet guy on the bench. Robertson loves looking at the tablet, but it just seemed, and it's one game, but boy, did I feel like Jason Robertson was dialed in tonight. So on the overtime goal, great hustle by Tyler Seguin getting back, because Tyler Seguin probably caused the breakaway. And this is common in OT because you have 3-on-3. So you have to kind of cheat in the offensive zone. But you could see Tyler Seguin coming in from the point, and immediately I thought to myself, if this puck gets past Seguin, it's a breakaway. And sure enough, it was, and a great pad save by Jake Oettinger. And then it goes the other way. Outlet pass to Miro Heiskanen. He takes it. Nice pass to Tyler Seguin for the tap-in goal. And the Stars win it in overtime. Now, what I love about this is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Maybe Tyler Seguin should have stayed back a little bit, but the fact is, when it got past him, if you had the chance to look at that, and if you can remember, and if you can find the replay out there, Tyler Seguin is full jets getting back and almost catches up into the play. And then he turns around and goes full jets back to get into the rush with Miro Heiskanen. So two times in this game, you saw the Stars going full tilt. And these are regulars. So it's not like they were warming up. Really, really like those kind of hustle plays that, because they ended up on the score sheet, maybe we'll notice some more. But however, even if they didn't show up, the fact that the Stars are showing this kind of hustle early, really, really like it. So some cool storylines. And last year on Spits and Suds, we had local DFW product Cross Hannes on. Hannes played for Dallas Stars Elite, was a big Stars fan growing up. We talked to him about that. We talked about his ascension from Stars Elite to where he was at that time with the Grand Rapids Griffiths of the AHL. Real cool story when I asked for him, because I love having local products on. You know, we've had Hannah Bilka on. In fact, Bilka skates with Cross Hannes. And there's a family tie in the Bilka family with the Hannes family. So just really, really cool. So when I made the request, the PR guy for Grand Rapids actually told me, he's like, I'll try, but Cross doesn't do too much. He's kind of a quiet guy. He got back to me immediately and said, Cross, when I said DFW, he said, absolutely. When can we do it? And he was great. So it was really, really cool that he's getting a tryout for the team that he grew up watching. And tonight he hit the ice at the AAC. And when you think about it, I mean, it's every kid's dream. We've all been there, from the stands to the playing field, in this case, to the ice. And he's only 23 years old. So my hope is that he can get re-energized. Just a little backstory. I was a restricted free agent in the Grand Rapids Griffins / Detroit Red Wings. decided not to tender him a contract, which made him a free agent. So trying to hook on in the Stars organization. I'm kind of hoping he gets with the Texas Stars. I think that would be really cool. But even with Texas now, you're fighting for jobs. He went out with an injury in this game and missed a decent chunk of this game. But in the third period, he came back. Oh, man, I was hoping that one-timer in front of the Minnesota goal went in. It would have been a great storyline had he scored. Really, really cool. Bunch of family was there. Kids from Dallas Stars Elite were there. They actually canceled practice, and the Stars pitched in, got these kids tickets. They showed it on TV. So just a real cool local story. Specifically, really shows the growth of hockey in Texas when you have a DFW product playing for the Dallas Stars in preseason. Let's talk about Adam Ernie. I mean, I think he's had two really solid games. Once again, very tight in this organization. I'm really hoping the Stars can keep him in the organization. I love the kind of NHL experience he has that he brings as far as a nice depth piece. Now, you do have NHL experience with Cole Lynn in Texas, played for Seattle. He dropped the mitts tonight, which was kind of weird to see. Cole Lynn is kind of like a offensive setup man, not necessarily a fighter. But you don't remember last year we were talking on Spits and Suds, and Cole Lynn made that strong case to make the NHL roster. I actually thought he was going to. Had a heck of a preseason. Played in Texas. Probably the same here with Ernie. But I like his size. I like how he stirs it up. Doesn't mind being in front of the net. And really been impressed with him as far as two preseason games. And as we mentioned, you know, nearing 400 NHL games. So a lot of experience. And you need those depth positions. It's not like you can't call a younger kid up. And a lot of people would like to see that younger kid. But you know, one of the things with younger players is that it takes time for the game to slow down. And that jump up is considerable from Texas to the NHL, and it takes time. But with an Adam Ernie, it would be almost instantaneous. We had Miro and Esa Lindell paired tonight, Harley and Nils Lundqvist, Labushkin and Trey Taylor. We actually saw Miro and Esa together on the penalty kill last Friday when we talked to Sean Shapiro. Sean was talking and told us that Miro would get penalty kill minutes, and we actually saw some of that tonight. Why not put your best defensive players out when you need those defensive players the most? And that was the case. So we're going to see Miro kill some penalties, and we saw it tonight. And I actually like that pairing of Miro and Esa. I personally would love to see Miro and Harley separated unless it's an offensive zone face-off, just for the simple fact I need depth. And I think separating these guys provides better defensive depth, specifically offensively. Nils Lundqvist had a real nice hustle play with his speed catching up in front of Ottinger, kind of forced the Wild to shoot rather than pass. He made it a two-on-two rather than a two-on-one. I thought Seve did a nice job breaking down that play. And let's be honest, Nils Lundqvist had a standout training camp last year. After two games, aren't you feeling really good about Nils Lundqvist? I know I am. I think the offensive flow overall will get better. They were on the penalty kill for periods of time. I thought that kind of killed some offensive momentum. They did have power play chances, went 0-for-3, some really good chances. I actually thought Peterson for Minnesota, interesting. He was a big prospect in the LA Kings organization, has played in the NHL, but, you know, just has not been the player that he was supposedly going to be. He was a hot prospect. And I thought he played really well tonight for Minnesota. I'm really enjoying watching Trey Taylor. Loved watching him at the prospects game. I think he's going to get major minutes in Texas, which is what you want. You really want him in Texas. You want him playing as much power play time, getting experience, getting a lot of time on ice, So the experience that's necessary, being around some experienced veterans with NHL experience, learning more. But let's be honest. I mean, the Trey Taylor hype train is only going to get bigger as he is bringing a lot to the table. And as I mentioned, just a kid who loves the game. And they were talking on the TV broadcast about possibly him being a captain in the future. I could see those leadership qualities when you talk to him after the game. There's a joy in his voice. He is just so happy and thankful to be playing at this level and just loves to talk, whether it's about being on the ice that night or having to pay bills. And I guess this is a job now, as he told me after the game for the Prospects Tournament when we were in the media scrum. So I think it's fascinating. I really am excited about what Trey Taylor's bringing to the table. And good scouting by the Stars scouting staff from Clarkston University, taking a good look at Trey Taylor. He is a little bit older because he's got college experience, but you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't get a call-up maybe sometime this year if the injury bug does happen. But if, let's say, he stays in Texas, there's a good chance he's on the squad in 26-27. So just love his puck-carrying ability, and there's just a calmness out there about him. Ottinger did make some nice stops, played the whole game, first game out there. I'm sure he wants those two goals back since they were from distance. But, you know, one of the things about preseason, we don't see the camera angles from the shot taker or from behind Jake to see his viewpoint. So couldn't really see the screen set that Minnesota had in front of Ottinger. So we have to kind of, you know, I don't know. You know, I'm sure Ottinger wants him back, and because Jake is a perfectionist. But at the same time, like I said, we didn't have the camera angle behind Ottinger, or we did not have the shooter's angle to see what was in front of Ottinger and if he missed. Speaking of viewpoints, my oh my, the Mikko Rantanen snapshot goal through a wild defender into the far top shelf. Wow. I mean, those little tidbits that I throw into this podcast is everything you need to know about Mikko Rantanen. How about the hit to end in regulation? I mean, at first you're like, ooh, that seemed dirty. But the head snap back was actually from the force of the hit. Mikko Rantanen did not like how he was touched to end the game, and he sent a message. Mikko Rantanen's a physical player. We see the skill set, but when he wants to bring out the physicality, that's a big boy roaming around the ice with a lot of speed. So don't worry about Mikko Rantanen. He can defend himself, but he won't need to because they'll step in. So overall, solid game, solid effort. Looks like the boys have their legs, which is great. And now on to Thursday night. So another test for the Stars, this time their first road appearance. So lot of fun. So one guy from the Wild that I did want to point out was the initial goal scorer, David Jurecek. That was a high draft pick for Columbus, and the Minnesota Wild traded for him. Thought he looked really good tonight. So just keep an eye on him. I mean, Minnesota does have some good depth defensively. And let's be honest, Minnesota did not play a lot of their regulars. You know, you did not see Kirill the Thrill. There were just a lot of players that Minnesota, Zuccarello didn't play. Brock Faber did not play. Just, you know, a lot of Minnesota players that were not on the ice tonight. But overall, I thought a lot of their youngsters fared well. Let's go to some of your tweets. A lot of good feedback tonight. Chris, at Masker of Ants, man, I'm really liking Trey Taylor and Adam Ernie. Just don't know if there's room for either one on the roster, but they stood out to me tonight and did in game one as well. Chris, you and I are in line. I think both of them did well. And to be honest, there is not room, and I am totally fine if they are both on Texas. It would be great if Adam Ernie can be picked up by Texas and is not picked up by another player. So If they can get time in Texas, that would be great to bury him there. You don't want to go too veteran heavy in Texas, but at the same time, I think Ernie's a real nice depth piece. The other guy says, I like that Gullitson played a good number of the top players on the team, but offensive definitely felt like it still needs to mesh a little bit more. Absolutely, it does. It's preseason game number two. I noticed some missed opportunities, but it was a win, a scrappy win. Yeah, I mean, that's what you want out of your regulars and out of your team as a whole. Real nice, scrappy effort by the Stars. Curtis Pitts, I'd like to see a focused effort to move more on offense, more motion to open up lanes. Do you think this is a point of emphasis this season? To be honest with you, Curtis, I think it's preseason game number two. I think all of that will happen with the gelling of the team. You know, let's wait until one of the preseason games. I don't know if it'll be the second to last or the last game where they throw out most of their regulars. And I think that'll be a nice test where you could see the true Stars team as a whole together. But right now, I mean, for even practices, they're rolling out two units because they have so many players. They did send some of their prospects down and back into the junior leagues. So, you know, they're now practicing with their junior league teams. But there's a lot of players on the roster right now. So you're not going to see the regulars all at a time in the preseason. Maybe one game you'll throw out most of your lineup. And I think that's where you'll have a more focused effort, both offensively and defensively, Curtis. Michael says, don't need to see any more of Jake Oettinger. He's ready. I love that. Yeah, like I said, I think he wants those two goals back, but like how he played the whole game. He was tested at times, but it wasn't overwhelmingly. I think it's just a nice first effort from Jake. Good to be out there. Tanner Wilson says the Robo Tour is going to be red hot this year. Man, I hope so. Kay Twizzle remarks as well. Robo is going to go on redemption tour. Moose is going to get 100 points. That first line really looked good tonight. So, yeah, let's hope Robo can have a great season. Fully healthy this year, looked really good, looked quick on the ice. So that would be great. You could tell Duchesne looked stronger this year as well. So, you know, I think Glenn Gullitson's style is going to be matched really well with this team. I think we are going to see more physical play, more harder work in the corners. So you are seeing the hustle already in game two. So maybe that's because of Gullitson's efforts as far as changing. But like he said during one of the periods when he was interviewed by Razor, you can't have a team with this many points and come in and just change everything. He'd be crazy to do it. And all Stars fans have to agree to that. I mean, listen. Do I think the Stars needed to make changes? Do I think there were enough changes? I'm not so sure. I'm on the fence of that. I do like how vocal he's been about changing stylistically. However, they have quietly made some changes that I think could be difference makers. But you're right. You can't change this because it's already pretty successful. You just want to tweak some things. So very, very smart by the coach coming in and doing that. Hey, you guys are awesome for all your feedback tonight. Absolutely love talking to you guys. And we'll be back Thursday night after the game to talk more about this Stars preseason. And in the meantime, we get some really, really cool podcast to come, some interviews that we'll surprise you with this week, and we'll just leave it at that. Thanks as well to the On-Time Experts for making this podcast happen. They are awesome. Please go visit them, theontimeexperts.com. Make sure you check out those coupons. Make sure that you get serviced as we are heading into the fall and winter months. For producer Gregory Finley, I'm Gavin Spittle. Thank you guys so much for supporting Spits and Suds. Until our next podcast, which will be tomorrow, have a great day, everyone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.